We're doing Ahavat Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim's work about the importance of a person being involved in acts of Chesed, acts of kindness. And we're reading a letter that's printed in the beginning of some versions of the Ahavat Chesed. We are going to work off of this version, the Ahavat Chesed that's arranged according to the Limud Yomi. And it's printed by the Agudat Notzrei Lashon. So we're going to work with this edition, and they print in the beginning a letter from the Chafetz Chaim. We're going to dedicate our learning today to the speedy recovery of David Aaron ben Miriam and the quick release of Arya ben Bluma Chaya, Letova. So we're in the middle of the letter, and the Chafetz Chaim says, Vehinei. Behold, Kishem Shebasakim Gashmim, just as when we're doing business, and it comes to our business in the physical world, Yeshna Madrigot, our levels, Yeshna Masakim Gdolim, there are big businesses, Hamachnisim Revach Rav Lebaleihem, and there are big businesses that make a lot of profit, Uvtuchim Efsed Vehezek, and these big businesses are a more sure bet that you won't be damaged or lost. And then you have smaller businesses, but they also make an income. And then you have other businesses that are middle-sized businesses and small businesses. So you have different sizes of business, right? You could be the head of Microsoft, you could be the head of Coca-Cola, or you could be the head of a sweater company, or you could be the head of a yarmulke manufacturing company, or you could be the little guy over here who sells the makolet. He has his own little kiosk. There are different kinds of businesses. Kmo chen, so too, says the Chafetz Chaim, ba'asakim aruchniim, when it comes to business in the spiritual world, yesh madrigot, there are levels. Yeshnam...
Because the favorite expression of Rav do big one, yesh madrigot. Rav do big one constantly is repeated today by morning.
Yeshnam anashim shenatanem Hashem lev ladat ve'lavin harbe ba'torah, b'shasu b'poskim. Some people, God gave him a heart that they could understand a lot of Torah, they could conquer a lot of the Shas, they could conquer a lot of the Poskim. And these people, God gave them the gift that they can learn and delve and deal in halacha, and they have the potential, they could teach the nation the way of Hashem. And they are the Talmidei Chachamim and the leaders, the guides of each generation. And then you have people who are balabatim. They have a house, they're busy working, but they also can attain great levels in Gemara. And then there are the people that the best they can do is they could learn Mishnah. Then you have the people who they can't even learn Mishnah, but they could learn the stories of the Gemara. They could learn the simple halachot like Chei Adam or Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And then you have people who, that's beyond them. They can't even do that. What can they do? They could learn a little bit of Pesukim. They could learn a little bit of Torah. You have the people who, the best they can do is to learn a little bit of Chumash and Rashi. And all these different forms of learning and all these different types of people are all very important before Hashem. And that's a very important concept. Sometimes we think he's not learning as much as I am. He's not on the level I am. And we have to remember that in front of Hashem, all of us are important. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, every person has to ensure that he learns what he's capable of. And this is a concept that often is attributed to Rav Kook, but really this concept shows up, here we see it in the Chafetz Chaim, and it shows up earlier, it shows up in places in Shulchan Aruch, it shows up in many places, this concept, that a person is responsible not only to ensure that he is learning as much time as he could, but also to ensure that he learns on the level that he can. Bittul Torah is not only a question of time, Bittul Torah is also a question of quality, not only quantity. Meaning a person might say, well, I learned all morning. Yeah, you sat down and read Medrash all morning and you could have learned a piece of Gemara. You could have learned Halacha. You could have learned other things. You took the easy route. So you were learning. It's better than not learning. But on the other hand, you were learning less than your potential. You could have learned on a higher level. So a person, says the Chafetz Chaim, has to ensure that he's learning as much as his potential will allow. ועליו לקבוע איזה זמן בכל יום שילמוד לימודו. And a person has to set a time every day that he learns. A person can't just say, well, I'll get to it sometime today. I know I still want to do this today. No, a person has to set times in his day when he knows he will learn. ולא יעבור עליו אף יום אחד מקביעות לימודו. A person has to ensure that he doesn't lose a single day from his set learning. ואז, and if a person does this, then תגן הרבה עליו תורתו שלומד. Then the Torah stands by him to protect him. Meaning you have a person who learns Torah when it works for him. And then you have a person who says, this is my set learning every day. That's why I value people who go to Daf Yomi. I always tell guys, when you're in the Machon, you got to get a good habit which will be with you till after the Machon, till 120. Take a small 2 minutes, 5 minutes, not more than five. You choose 2 minutes or 5 minutes. That you learn something every day. But there has to be one seder in a person's life, one learning that he doesn't lose out, that every day of his life he learns. It could be to learn one Mishnah a day. It could be to learn two halachot a day. Take something small. But that something should be with you on the day that you get married, on the busiest day of your life, it doesn't matter which day, that every day you know you've learned this. And the Chafetz Chaim is talking about setting a time to learn every day. Well, if you could set a half hour each day, or an hour each day, that you never miss that hour, great. Now, I know people where their children, they saw the father that he had a set half hour that he learned. And the whole house knew that half hour, no one can disturb him. And all his children ended up being people who are big, big, big into learning. The daughters married people who are into learning. The sons became big people into learning. The father was a working person. But he showed the children, this is what's important. No one's allowed to talk to me. No one's allowed to disturb me. And I don't care if my children are getting married. This half hour, I'm learning. And nothing moves that half hour. So when a house revolves around this concept, there's this half hour that no one's allowed to disturb Tati. He's learning now. So then the children get the message. This is what's important in life. So even though this person has to work very, very hard to make a living, he doesn't have more than that half hour to learn each day. But by making that half hour, the way the Chafetz Chaim said here, to have it a set half hour, that whatever happens in his life, everyone knows that half hour he learns, that Torah protects, as the Chafetz Chaim, that Torah protects a lot. But if a person does not set a time for his learning, but a person just says, you know what, if I have a spare hour, I'll learn. And if not, he doesn't learn. And it could happen then that a person could have quite a few days when he doesn't learn at all. Then the Torah that he learns does not protect him so much. And this, I want to tell you, is a problem here in yeshiva. Because on the one hand, a person says, you know, I'm learning all day. But on the other hand, what happens when a person goes on a tiyul? And what happens when a person goes out for Shabbat? Does a person really have any set learning? Very often, because we're learning all day, we don't have set learning. Because we're learning all day. And that's why I say start the habit here. And I think it's important to align it with something so we don't forget. Do it right after davening. Not before davening, because then you might miss it quite a few times. Right after davening. If a person could do it before davening, even better. But if a person knows right after shachrit, I always sit down and I learn 2 minutes. 2 minutes of halachot, or 2 minutes of mishnah, or 2 minutes of the chumish, the parasha. V'lema davar dome, what's the similar set to, says the Chafetz Chaim, lechole shenitnu lo samei marpe. You have a person who's ill, and the doctor tells him, here's the treatment, take these herbs. אם לא ישכיח לקחת אותם בזמנם ובשיעורם, לא יעלו לו ארוחה כל כך. If a person isn't careful to take them in their set time and their set measurements, then they won't heal him so well. מה שאין כן, אם ישמור לקחת אותם בזמנם ובשיעורם כפי הצעת הרופא, on the other hand, if a person is careful to take them in their time and in their measurement as the doctor advises him, אז רפואתו קרובה לבוא. Then he will have a speedy recovery. So too, if a person has set times when he learns, then that will ensure him that he has a set protection from Hashem because he has set learning. There's a famous story that the Gemara says there was a person who used to learn Maseches Chagiga. You guys know the story? He would always learn Maseches Chagiga. Now Maseches Chagiga is a slightly difficult masechet. It has a lot of stories and high-level concepts, a Kabbalah, a lot of Stefan sagt Chagiga, it isn't so understandable, and it's discussing a carbon of Yom Tov, a carbon Chagiga. So it's not a Masechet that people learn so much anymore ever since the temple was destroyed. And this guy, he would learn Masechet Chagiga again and again and again and again and again. All his life, that was his Masechet. He probably learned other things, but Masechet Chagiga was his. And one day, a woman started weeping and weeping and weeping. And the rabbis heard her weeping, so they came after her. And she led them to his house. And they came into the house and they found that he had died. And they asked her, "What's your name?" She said, "My name is Chagiga." And at his funeral, they saw this woman weeping and weeping. And afterwards, they wanted to find her. Who is she? Where is she? The man had died without family. And they could never find this woman. And the rabbi said, "This wasn't the woman. This was the Masechet Chagiga who came to ensure that this person who learned her would get a proper burial and a proper eulogy and everything would happen the way it should be." So our sages always said, try to take something which is yours. If you take a small Masechet like Makot or Megillah, a person should learn all of Shas, but a person should also have one thing which is his. If a person says, I'm going to learn, let's say, Rav Hirsch on the Farsha every week. Every week, if he really learns it, then that Sefer, then that Chacham will be there to protect him. A person should have one thing which he says, this is my baby. This is what I take care of. I learn a lot of things, but there's one thing, one Sefer, which I connect with. If it could be Masechet in Shas, very nice. If it could be one Pirush in Shas, very nice. Whatever it is, there's a famous story about a rabbi of the last generation who used to learn the Marsha. And when he once needed a savior, one of his children was very ill, his wife was very ill, the Marsha came to him in a dream and said, "You should know she's about to die tonight, but I'm not going to let her die." There are famous stories like this. A person has to take the one thing that he says, this is what I connect to. So what we saw today is the Chafetz Chaim said the importance of setting a set time. A person has to have a set time each day that he learns, and then the Torah will give him far more protection.